is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. I almost had Ian Strauss and Dan Geiser here with me.
But hey, I like those names better, Dan. We should switch.
Who are we?
They've retained their real names. Ian Geis and Dan Strauss are here with me, and now is your chance to join us to play the Harris Challenge, the most fun you can have with your radio on. 314-969-KTRS and 1-888-550-KTRS. The only thing that would keep you from playing is the 60-day rule. If you've been on in the last 60 days, you may not be on today, just because we like to spread the wealth and allow people to who have not had a shot to get in here and play along with the Harris Challenge. Before we get to the bulk of the challenge, I do have a quick announcement about next Friday's show. Next Friday, I'm going to welcome back one of my all-time favorite guests, who's probably been on with me 10 times over the years, the legendary Carl Reiner, will return to the show next Friday because he finally has finished the book he told us he was working on last time he was on, a year ago.
They all have a running theme, don't they, titles?
First there was I Just Remembered, or the next one was Here's What I Forgot I Remembered, and things like that. But he's gotten away from that because he's finally written a book about his greatest creation, The Dick Van Dyke Show. It's called Why and When the Dick Van Dyke Show Was Born. And he has told some of those stories on the air with me and on this show over the course of some of his visits. But next week will be all about that. And it's one of the great sitcoms of all time. And here's the guy who created it and actually starred in the original version of it before it bombed. And a producer told him, we're going to make a new version of it and we're going to get somebody better to play you. So Carl Reiner returns to this show next Friday afternoon here on the Big 550 KTRS. Now, how does the Harris Challenge work? Each of our contestants is going to get a category. Inside that category will be five questions. Each of those questions has a value, a total of 15 points that each person can earn, but they don't have to get all of them to win. They just have to get more than half. So we round it to 8 points or better to be a winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for them by this guy.
Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop with two locations, one in Florissant, one in Cottleville.
When are you going to go there and bring some donuts here?
Ooh, I'll have to do that next Friday for the Carl Reiner interview.
Perfect.
Peroni's Pizza. We have a gift card for Peroni's Pizza. They have three locations, one in Florissant, one in O'Fallon, M&P, and in St. Peter's at 70 and 79. And from Werenberg Theaters, we have movie passes for you. We'll have a wide variety of movies to choose from. If you win, you'll get to pick one.
And if you get all the questions right for the clean sweep, all 15 points, the bonus prize is
a gift certificate to Candici's Italian Restaurant and Bar at Holloway and Manchester in Baldwin. Candici's offers dine-in, carry-out, catering, and now pizza delivery. Go to Candici's.net.
Okay, so that's what you're playing for here today, and let's meet our first contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello, Paul.
Hi.
Name in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. When you become a contestant on the Harris Challenge, you get a unique broadcast opportunity to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain. Use it to shout out to the family, say hello to your friends, or, you know, maybe suck up to the boss so you get a promotion. It's your 5 seconds. Use it as you like.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. I couldn't really think of anything, but when you mentioned the Dick Van Dyke Show, I don't understand why you can't find it in syndication.
You can every once in a while, like
on MeTV,
yeah, or Antenna TV, whenever.
Or some of those.
Don't they do Nick at Night anymore? Do they do that?
Not so much with those old shows anymore.
No, they don't. But I will tell you that all of the Dick Van Dyke shows are available on DVD, and you can get them from Netflix or Amazon and watch them anytime you want. Or buy the box set, which I have in pretty much every format it's ever been released in. I still have the VHS copies.
that's especially the toupee episode.
Oh, that's the great one. Yeah, where Laura tells the world that Alan Brady wears a toupee.
And he says, there you go, boy, you're out of business.
It's a great one. I'm going to ask him about that next week. All right, Mike, your category choices are right inside this machine here. That's the semi-random category computer. And let's see what we have for you. We know category one because every week it is our most topical category. Have you been paying attention? Category two, it's just business. And category three, famous sisters. Which one would you like, Mike?
I'll say famous sisters.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In addition to all their singles titles, which sisters have also won 21 doubles titles in tennis?
Selena and Venus Williams.
Correct. Rosanna was in Desperately Seeking Susan. Patricia won an Oscar for Boyhood. What is their last name? You can pass if you want. Mike? Did we lose Mike?
Mike?
Stop the music. Mike, are you still there? Oh, I hate to have that. A dropout in the middle of the category.
Oh, man.
All right, I'm going to hang up this line. It's line two, Dan. And Mike, all if right. you're listening, you call. And Dan, keep an eye on line two. And if it's him, we'll put him back on. See if that's him right there. Not him? Somebody else? Okay.
Yeah, it's somebody else.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put that category back in the hopper, and somebody else can choose it when they get on here today. Let's go to our next contestant. Hello, Barb. Now, what am I doing wrong on the phone lines here today?
Hello.
Hi, Barb. How are you today?
I'm terrific. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the challenge. Go ahead and plug something.
I'll plug myself. I'm a great mom.
Okay. Well, then, then mention your kids' names.
Emily and Elaine.
All right. Categories are, have you been paying attention, it's just business, or Mike's category, famous sisters?
Well, I knew the two answers, so I'm going to go with that one.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. We'll start it from the beginning. Let's play the Harris Challenge. So who are those sisters who won 21 doubles titles in tennis?
The Williams sisters.
Correct. Rosanna was in Desperately Seeking Susan. And Patricia Arquette won an Oscar for Boyhood. Very good. Zoe stars in New Girl. Emily stars in Bones. What is their
Dave
last
Chanel.
Name? Correct. Rooney is nominated for an Oscar for Kate.
Mara.
Kate was on the first season of House of Cards. Their last name is Mara. Now for the clean sweep, Barb. Elle was in Maleficent and Super 8. Dakota was in War of the Worlds and The Secret
Fanning.
Life of Bees. Their last name is Fanning. And wow. That is how you play the Harris Challenge, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo-hoo!
It's always good to let somebody else get 40% of the questions for you, but then you come in and sweep the rest, and you get all 15 points and the fabulous prize package for Candice's as well. Congratulations.
Hey, thank you.
All right, thank you. And have a great weekend with the kids.
You too, thank you.
All right, now I'm going to line five, and here is Steve. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hi, Paul.
5 seconds to plug something.
I'm an AM and a PM.
Hallelujah. We appreciate that.
And I really enjoy the Friday edition of the large morning show in the afternoon.
Thank you. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? It's just business, or we just had famous sisters, so our next category is famous brothers.
Famous brothers.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock, Steve. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What were the first names of the Wright brothers?
Orville and Wilbur.
Correct. Which one of the Wahlberg brothers was in New Kids on the Block?
Mark.
No, Donnie.
Oh, it was Donnie. You're right.
What's the first name of the Coen brothers who've made movies like Fargo, Hail Caesar, and No Country for Old Men?
Pass.
Which one of John F. Kennedy's brothers served as a U.S. Senator from the state of New York?
Ted.
I'm sorry?
Ted?
No, it was not Ted. It was Robert Kennedy. Here's your five-pointer. What is the first name of both Spinks brothers who were each a heavyweight boxing champion?
Michael and... Oh, my God. Why am I missing... What's the other one? Michael Spinks and... I got a funny feeling I'm going to get punished.
I want you to picture the Sphinx with no front teeth. That would be Leon.
Leon, that was it.
And it's Joel and Ethan Coen.
I had Ethan. I couldn't remember Joel.
Well, so you were halfway there in each question, but not enough to win. And in fact, when you look at it, all you got was the Wright brothers question correct. So you are correct that you are going to get punished, because when you don't win on this show, you have to suffer the punishment and be a man and take it. I got an email from a listener named Corey White who says, Paul, I remember when you used to play the singing theme song of Bonanza done by Lorne Greene. I bet you didn't know that there was a German version of it. I did not. So here now, ladies and gentlemen, the song stylings of Mr. Ralph Paulson. Okay, that's enough.
Wow.
Yeah, you said it.
That was painful.
Steve, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mike is back. He's on line one now.
Okay. So. Mike, welcome back to the show. I'm sorry that Barb took your category and ran with it.
Oh, that's okay. I was... work was getting in the way of my fun.
Oh.
I was part of a building where all of a sudden you disappeared and I was saying, Arquette, and you were saying, Mike.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm sorry about that, but we will give you a second chance here. You can choose a new category. We still have you been paying attention? It's just business, or our new third category, it happened in February.
Have you been paying attention?
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Mike. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What country will President Obama visit next month, making him the first U.S. leader to do so in 7 decades?
China?
Cuba. Many police officers in the St. Louis area are now carrying Narcan, which is an antidote for what?
Heroin?
Correct. Heroin overdoses. What is the name of the lawyer played by Gregory Peck in the movie version of To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, who has died at age 89?
Atticus Finch
is right. What state is set to dethrone Massachusetts as having the highest minimum wage in the United States? Oregon, California, or Pennsylvania?
I'll say Oregon.
Correct. Which U.S. Olympic skiing champion appears in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue wearing nothing but body paint?
Oh, gosh. The Tiger Woods girlfriend, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah. Say it.
Rouse.
It's Lindsay Vonn.
Vonn.
You had everything. You knew it was Tiger's girlfriend. You had Lindsay.
And I remember the picture.
Yeah. It's a good picture, particularly the one of her doing pull-ups. Google that, why don't you? Let's see how you did here in the categories. Atticus Finch got you 3 points in Oregon, which is going to have, in Portland, Oregon, by 2022, the minimum wage will be up to $14.75. Good for them. Let's see how you did here, Mike. 3 and 4 is only 7 points. Oh, I'm sorry, you did not pass the threshold. And so, once again, Mr. Ralph Paulson will punish you. Brother Herr Haas.
Oh, yeah. Whoever thought this was a good idea? Brother.
Okay, that's enough. It's important to have the heavenly choir behind him there.
I want to try and play this song tonight.
Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Thank you very much for playing. Here's our fourth contestant today. Hello, Elaine.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead and plug something. It's your 5 seconds.
Well, I have 3 children, 2 grandchildren, and 1 grandchild on the way.
Well, congratulations. Mention their names.
My children are Renee, Derek, and Nathan. Grandchildren are Colin and Donovan.
And what about the new one? Not yet. Don't know
what it is yet.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope everybody's happy and healthy, and let's see what the categories are. 2 of them left. It's just business, or... It happened in February.
Let's try It's Just Business.
Okay. 60 seconds on the clock, Elaine. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What company is refusing to comply with a court order regarding the smartphone of one of the San Bernardino shooters?
Apple
is right. Which company ended its endorsement contract with boxer Manny Pacquiao after he described gay people as worse than animals?
Pass.
Which industry's lobbyists successfully argued that condom-related regulations proposed in California would destroy their business. According to the New York Times, which company's internal memo suggested it misled U.S. regulators about its diesel emission systems?
Subaru.
It's Volkswagen. Which product did the FDA say this week often includes too much cellulose, a food additive made from wood?
Parmesan cheese.
Correct. All right, which company dumped Manny Pacquiao? With a swoosh, it was Nike, and it's the porn industry that successfully lobbied in Sacramento to not have their performers have to wear condoms while they're on the job. My favorite part of the article I read about this was they also will not have to wear goggles and gloves. That would kill porn completely, wouldn't it?
Yes.
That was that famous one, the goggle one, the famous one I think a lot of guys have seen. I saw it in Canada during one of our hockey trips.
Wow. Now, you kids listening in, don't Google that.
No, do not Google the goggles.
And don't Google it, don't goggle it.
No, don't goggle
That's
it.
That's our safety
Google.
Message for today from the United States Consumer Protection Agency. Elaine, you got 1 point for Apple and 5 points for Parmesan cheese. Oh, I'm sorry to tell you, you also have to be punished.
Bummer.
Okay, that's it. I guess there's no German word for bonanza.
No.
Yeah.
It's like when you hear someone speaking Spanish, they go, bonanza. They just throw in a word.
Exactly. Elaine, I hope you have a great weekend and good luck with the incoming child or outgoing, however that would work out. The new grandchild.
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much for playing. And now here's our final contestant. Now, there's a chance that your name is Mika, but because Dan types so badly, it also could be Mike.
It's Micah.
Micah.
That's right.
Micah.
Micah, yeah.
Oh, okay. Welcome. My wife has a cousin named Micah.
Really? The only other Micah I ever heard was on Rifleman, right?
Yeah, he was the sheriff.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the prophet in the Bible.
Oh, okay.
Well, Dan wouldn't know anything about that.
That's for a different category, though.
All right, Micah, we've got one category left. It's called It Happened in February. These are not things that have happened in this month of this year, but in this month in previous years. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play.
Do I not get my plug?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Ooh. I want to take this opportunity to express my discomfort and upsetness about the scumbag that is Stan Kroenke and removing my football team from my family. So, that's all.
Okay.
Oh, there you go.
If it makes you feel any better, not only is Edward Jones coming off the dome, all that Ram stuff is coming off there. I can't believe they've waited until now to make that decision that it should come down. I drove by there last Saturday night, and I was surprised to see the banners are still up.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And if they're going to axe James Laurinaitis and Chris Long, I'd rather they do it away from me.
Yeah.
And Micah, we will allow you to flip him off publicly here on the air.
Yeah, I think you just did.
There you go.
Get ready.
All right. Your category is It Happened in February, Micah. Let's play the Harris Challenge. What kind of animal did Scottish scientists announce they'd cloned in February 1997?
Pass.
Which amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteed blacks the right to vote? The 5th, the 15th, or the 25th?
The 15th.
Correct. Who began serving as head of the PLO in February 1969?
What's the PLO?
Palestinian Liberation Organization.
Pass.
Which organization admitted in court for the first time in 1989 that what it presents to the public is an exhibition, not a sport, so some of its matches might just be rigged?
Boxing.
Wrestling. The World Wrestling Federation. Which civil rights leader was assassinated February 21st, 1965?
Martin Luther King.
Malcolm X. All right, what kind of animal did Scottish scientists announce they cloned in 1997?
Monkey.
Dolly the sheep. And the PLO leader was Yasser Arafat.
Well, Well, I was a big waste of space on the air, wasn't I?
No, we had fun, didn't we?
And you got your Kroenke jab in.
Yeah.
That was half the reason I called, and I almost got skipped over for it.
I apologize. I'll tell you what. I'll only punish you for a few seconds for your 2 points. Okay?
Just for the record, I had to be punished by like 4 other people while I was on hold, so I feel like I took it already.
Well, Micah.
Wow.
We're the ones in the studio with headphones cranked up all the way, so we're the ones who are taking it much more than you are, but you deserve this.
Give it to me. Oh, God.
All right, that's enough of that.
It's also for Stan Kroenke there, too.
Micah, I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
I had a delightful time on the air with you. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. So it was all or nothing today. We had a clean sweep and 4 punishees.
Yeah.
That's the way the Harris Challenge goes sometimes. You can get previous editions of it by going to my website, harrisonline.com, and you can get future editions by coming back here every Friday at 5:15, exclusively on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via the free KTRS app.